So this is the tax bill that is, first of all, not part of a compromise that I proposed that would allow us, these schools like St. Paul, this wonderful school here, Bruce Pinto, to provide quality education. You see all these children here, their futures depend on getting quality education. They depend on great teachers, social workers, and other support people who are dedicated to their advancement and to have the quality of education that their whole futures depend on. And St. Paul's school is facing some serious financial challenges. The proposal I've made would provide another $6.2 million. Wouldn't be enough for everything, but it would certainly make a big difference. And instead of that, this bill gives cake to the rich and big corporations and crumbs to people who need it. And it provides some $200 million in tax exemption for repatriated foreign profits. Big multinational companies who are bringing their money back now after the federal bill, who are going to get tax-free. This is a profits parked overseas. And the Republicans in the legislature don't want to make them pay Minnesota taxes so that we can have enough money for the better education of our students. It's just incredible that they have such misguided priorities. So I'm vetoing the bill because they have not met the condition I set, which is to include the emergency school aid, and also because it's a bill that's skewed toward the rich, and even in the individual. They make a big deal about the individual. A family of four making $65,000 a year is about the median family income. We get $92 a year in tax breaks. A family making $250,000 would get three times that amount. The people making $250,000 a year would get 12 times more tax cut than people making $20,000 a year. They got it upside down. Let's give tax relief to people who most need it and let the rich and the super rich and the big corporations do fine on their own. So I'm going to veto the bill. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
You know, I say 1, 2, 3, veto. How's that? 1, 2, 3,
veto!